Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go with that Odyssey app wherever you are all across the country. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Joining us right now, like he does every Friday at this time, is John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist, brought to you by Golfdom. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf has new drivers in stock from Callaway, TaylorMade, Ping, and Cobra. So come in to get custom fit today. Visit Golfdom in Tysons, Annapolis, or Rockville. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Good morning, John.
Morning, fellas. How's everybody?
John, okay. We put up a poll of the day. Which side of the Final Four are you more interested in, women's side or men's side? Where does John fall?
Men's side. Nothing against the women or the way they've exploded. I think it's cool. But I've covered the men's game for more than 40 years. I know so many people in the men's game. I know all the coaches in the Final Four. I know none of the coaches in the women's Final Four. So definitely the men's game.
Mm-hmm. How incredible is this NC State run?
Fabulous. It's funny because their play-by-play guy on radio, Gary Hahn, is retiring after 34 years doing their games. Announced it in February, and I saw him at the ACC tournament. And before every game, he said, well, this might be my last game here. And 9 games later, he's still working. It's a great story. The big kid is a great story. I'm happy for Kevin Keats, who I knew well when he worked in the CAA at UNC Wilmington. They won the title there a couple times, which led to his hiring at State. And there were all sorts of rumors that his job was in trouble before the ACC tournament. Now, clearly, he's going to get a huge raise. And they played the only game where they really were in danger was the Oakland game, where Oakland had the ball on the last possession. And Chuck Culpepper had a really good story in the paper yesterday about how Greg Campy, Oakland's coach, is kind of tortured by the fact that they didn't get a good shot on that possession. But it's been what 41 years since the Valvano miracle. And State's been through a lot of struggles, a lot of coaches, Jim's death. So it's a cool thing to see for sure.
How you mentioned the coach there, and we all sort of assumed that maybe he was going to be let go, and we all took note of when they asked Burns, like, what happened, what was the turnaround, and he goes, I don't know. We just started going to practice. We stopped showing.
Yeah,
like,
took
you know
it
what
seriously.
I mean? Yeah, like we started. Yeah. Everyone was on time.
Right.
And I don't know. It was a funny answer, but it also was kind of an indictment on the program. Like, what? It was out of control there, maybe, huh?
Well, I don't know. I honestly don't know. There were never really any stories about that mm-hmm. that Kevin had lost control of the program or anything like that. And then all of a sudden he brings it up. Maybe they had a come to Jesus meeting. Or maybe the guys just looked up and said, we're better than this. Mm-hmm. I mean, they finished the regular season, I think, 17-14.
Right.
They were sort of an NIT bubble team at that point, if they'd gone out early in the ACC tournament. And they did hit that miracle shot against Virginia in the semis. A little bit of luck is always involved. It's funny because Derek Wittenberg's a good friend of mine, and he loves to insist that the shot he released that Lorenzo Charles dunked was a pass.
Right.
And if you look, the replay was on again last night for some reason, and you can see he gets into his shooting motion.
Of course.
After he grabs the loose ball.
Yeah.
But he still claims that he was passing the ball to Lorenzo. And really doesn't matter what he was doing, because the ball got there and he dunked it.
Right. Yep. Historic moment.
Great play.
It was an historic moment. That's well said, Jason. I think of that because my friend Mike Wilbon, a week or two ago, I guess Kyrie Irving hit kind of an underhanded shot from the free throw line, and he and Kornheiser were doing "What's the word?" And Mike said it was historic.
No,
it's the 68th game of the regular season. Right. For crying out loud!
That's hyperbole. Yeah, no. Is what that is.
Hey, Lorenzo Charles' shot was historic.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask you a question. We had this debate the other day, and it's just kind of interesting. So Edie's dominating. This guy Burns is just like everyone's darling, dominating. But people are kind of like, they're not very high on their pro prospects, right? Because the way the game has changed.
Right,
I understand.
Right,
that.
Exactly.
Okay, the game's changed completely. I get it. And then I was like, but it still kind of bothers me. I'm an old school guy. And I'm like, so you're telling me, like, if Tim Duncan came out, he wouldn't go one overall? Like, where would Shaq go? Or Tim Duncan, or, right? If they were coming out today.
Yeah, the question's really good about Shaq, because Shaq was strictly a low post player.
But he could run.
But he was so huge, he couldn't be guarded in a low post.
Mm-hmm.
And Duncan's a little different. Duncan could shoot coming out of Wake Forest. And he could really run jeepers. So that's a very good question. I made the point in the column I wrote about Purdue yesterday, that the last time they were in a Final Four, which was 1980, and the coach was Lee Rose. How about that? But Joe Barry Carroll was a star.
Yeah.
And he was a low post player, and he was the number one pick in the draft.
Yep.
And he had a good career. He was an all-star, but what people remember about him, of course, is that Red Auerbach traded that pick to the Warriors and got back Kevin McHale and Robert Parrish.
Well, that's a good deal there.
One of the great trades in history, and you let go of an all-star in the trade. But I have a friend, Keith Drum, who scouted in the NBA for 23 years, and he's told me, we've talked more about Edie along, that Edie's a second-round pick. And it'll be interesting to see if somebody takes a flyer on him earlier because of his size. And as Matt Painter has pointed out, he's only played basketball since he was a junior in high school.
That's crazy.
And that's a very late start.
Was he a volleyball guy or something before?
I think you're right, yes.
Yeah.
And so you look at him and say, he's still growing as a player. He's growing as a person. We have a story.
Yeah.
But it's a really good question. Now DJ has sort of jumped into the conversation. He wasn't even in the conversation until the last 3 weeks.
Couldn't he? I mean, he could still block shots and rebound. Nobody cares about that anymore? Like, that's not an important trait?
Well, it is, but you can't play 4-on-5. On offense.
Defending, yeah.
Yeah, and these guys can become better shooters. Magic Johnson couldn't shoot when he came out of college. He was not a shooter. He went to the basket. He was a great passer, obviously. And his best game as a rookie was when he played in the low post in that playoff game when Jabbar got hurt.
Yep.
So, you just never know who's going to develop. I don't know either of these kids well enough to know what their approach is, how much they want to be great players.
Mm-hmm.
But if they do, you can learn to shoot. You can't learn to be 7'4".
You can't
learn to have the size that DJ has.
If you're Caitlin Clark, and I guess she's already turned down, but Ice Cube offers you $5 million to play in 8 of his dumb games, I mean, aren't you taking that? I guess she said she's not, but...
Well, look how much money she's making.
NIL?
NIL, and next year it'll be in regular sponsorships. I mean, she's on TV almost as much as Barkley, and that's a lot.
She's got a ton of big-name sponsors, too.
Yes, she does.
I mean,
she does.
State Farm.
She doesn't need that $5 million.
She's not going to need it. Okay.
Hey,
she's going to make a lot more off the court than on the court.
Getting back to the men, do you want to see Purdue UConn national championship? Or are you rooting for the Dogs?
I'm not really rooting for anybody, Jason. I'm not attached.
Because I want to see Purdue. I want to see Edie and Klingon go at it. Because
And by the way, Klingon may be the highest draft pick among the men.
Yeah, he's good. He got a lot better
outside,
too.
Outside, he's a shot blocker. He's the scouts love him.
Yeah, and he can run too.
And he can run.
Yeah.
And he's not a bad shooter. But I think, what would be the highest rated game of the two potential games? I don't know. And will either of those games attract more than 12 million people? I think the final will.
Yeah.
But Connecticut has to be the favorite because they played so well. They've been so dominant. But Purdue, having gotten over that Final Four hump, which was a big mountain for them to climb because they'd been close before but never gotten there since, as I said, 1980. I looked up Lee Rose the other day. He coached at Charlotte for 3 years, went to a Final Four. Mm-hmm. He coached at Purdue for 2 years, went to a Final Four, and then went to South Florida and was basically never heard from again. Huh. Very strange resume.
Yeah.
And he just passed away about 2 years ago.
How well do you know Danny Hurley?
I know Danny Hurley well.
Do you like him?
Yes. Yeah. I like him a lot. I mean, and one of the reasons I like him is because I did a story on Danny and Bobby a few years ago, and he said to me, people say Bobby's crazy. He's nothing compared to me. And he was talking about how they talk on the phone on game days, and Danny usually does it from under the bed. I mean, he's a little bit nuts.
Yeah, he's
But he's very public about it. Yeah. Look, I'm a little bit nuts. And you can be that way when you're on the verge of a second national championship. What he did, I remember when he first went to coach at Wagner. His second year, I think, they went in. Pitt was ranked like sixth in the country. This is back when Jamie Dixon was the coach. And they won at Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that's pretty impressive. And then he went to Rhode Island and more or less dominated the A-10, and now you see what he's done at Connecticut. I mean, the dude can coach. And it's interesting because Bobby was a star when they were players, and now Bobby's had some success, but he struggled this year. And Danny's the king of the mountain.
You know, hold on. I know Cakes wants to ask about the Caps, but the Nate Oates story is kind of cool, and I don't think people are talking about it enough, but he was a high school coach 10 years
right,
ago.
Right, he was, yes.
And then he goes to Buffalo, and he wasn't at Buffalo that long. And I mean, Buffalo's, in a obviously small conference, and he did pretty well there. And then he goes from Buffalo to the SEC, and he's in the Final Four. He went from high school to a small school to the SEC in the Final Four.
It's
I mean, it's an unbelievable run he's got.
Right. Well, and it's 10 years ago, he was still teaching, I think it was English, at Romulus High School. Which is right next to the Detroit airport. And it was Bobby Hurley who hired him. He and Danny, together at Rhode Island, were recruiting one of Nate Oates' kids.
Right.
Bobby liked him and hired him as an assistant. And then he went to Arizona State, and Nate took over, and they won the MAC, which is an underrated league, 2 years in a row, and won first-round games in the tournament 2 years in a row. They were underseeded, as all mid-major conference teams are. And then you're right, he got the Alabama job and has obviously done a hell of a job. Nice guy, very nice guy. I remember, the COVID year, the year everybody was coming back from COVID, and you remember Duke got – well, let me backtrack for a second. Nate's wife had a really bad bout with cancer 4 or 5 years ago, 5, 6 years ago, and she's fine now. But one of the people who helped her was Mike Krzyzewski because he got her into Duke Hospital, and, obviously Mike had the connection to Bobby. And – Mike said early in August of that year, Krzyzewski said, we should hold off on starting the season. We're not ready to come back. We don't want to play any more than we have to in empty arenas. And then they got off to a bad start. And Nate said something about, no wonder Krzyzewski didn't want to start the season because his team's not very good. And I called Nate because we'd gotten to know each other well when I did the Back Roads to March. And I said, are you aware of the fact that Krzyzewski said in August that the season start should be delayed because of COVID? And they said, no, I didn't know that. And I said, well, you can check it out on the internet. And he said, I don't need to. And he called Krzyzewski, apologized, and publicly apologized for making that comment. So that's who Nate Oates is.
John, let's touch on the Caps real quick. They're slumping at exactly the wrong time. They've dropped four straight. Your Islanders have hopped in front of them by 1 point in the wild.
Caps still have a game in hand.
Yeah, they've got one game in hand. Looks like their best path is maybe catching the Flyers. Could be. They've been worse. They've lost five straight. How do you see these last seven or eight games, playing out for the Caps?
Yeah, seven games. Yeah. Well, the one thing that the last month has told us is you can't look at the schedule and say, okay, they're playing the Hurricanes tonight. That's a loss. Or look at the schedule and say they're playing the Sabres. That's a win. Because that's not the way hockey is in general, and certainly not coming down the stretch. You don't know which teams are heading in the right direction, which ones have given up. I think the Islanders caught a break last night playing Columbus because Columbus is way out of the playoffs. Yep. But you just don't know. You can't predict. Ovechkin was white hot throughout the month of March, and that was the reason the Caps made their search. To be honest with you, a week ago, I don't know if we talked about it a week ago, but a week ago I was convinced they were going to be in the playoffs. And the only real question was, were they going to be in the top three in the division or be a wild card? Now,
not so sure.
It's all up in the air. Yeah. And the Islanders have certainly played better, and that's got put them where they are. I thought they were dead. And that's why, again, that's what makes hockey fun, actually, is you don't know from night to night who's going to show up, who's going to star, what goalie's going to have a big night. And I still think the Caps are going to get in the playoffs. Don't ask me why. Just because they've shown too much to me for me to think they're going to continue on this losing streak. And Pittsburgh's a hot team. And you give up goals on the first two shots of the night, as Spencer Carberry said after the game, you're not in good shape.
Sure. Yeah, it was a tough one. Tough one to watch. So hopefully they bounce back.
Well, it's tough
Carolina.
To watch when you're down 2-0 right away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And Carberry was talking about, well, if you looked at the analytics, we outplayed him. Who cares?
Yeah.
Hey, he's got to try to stay positive. Come on. He's got to try to look at the bright
okay,
side.
Okay, fine. He's paid to say positive things. I'm paid to try to tell the truth.
Well, he told the truth after the Buffalo loss, believe me, because we talked to him for 20
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, he definitely did. Yeah.
And he was not happy.
He wasn't
with
in the greatest mood after that.
Well, he
game.
Shouldn't have been.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been in a great mood if I was him either.
You're probably right.
Yep. All right, John, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
You guys too. Take care.
Yep.
It's John Feinstein, brought to you by Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. They have new drivers in stock from Callaway, TaylorMade, Ping, and Cobra. So come in to get custom fit today. Visit Golfdom in Tysons, Annapolis, or Rockville. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. We'll be right back.
Welcome back.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. Mike DeCourcy, longtime college hoops insider for the Sporting News, will join us coming up at 9 o'clock. We will talk Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised the vote of our poll, 55% say they are more interested in the men's side.
I don't think
that's going to be the case when it comes to the TV ratings, but maybe it will be.
I feel like it's because people, they feel like they saw the big matchup and now they're moving on.
Could be.
And I do think that the DJ Burns thing has come out of nowhere And Zach, people have known about Zach Edey, but even his popularity's got even bigger. And I think this is an intriguing matchup.
I look, DJ Burns only averaged 13 points a game in the regular season, but yes, he has become a media darling.
Well, he's obviously super talented. I don't care what he averaged. You could see that he's a talented kid.
He says he has no interest in the NFL. Yeah. All these people who say...
I say that. That was insulting to NFL players.
Yes.
Every time guys are like, oh, yeah, why wouldn't they just draft him? Are you kidding?
He would get pummeled in the NFL.
I mean, those guys, Antonio Gates, there's a handful of guys, but those are freak stories. It's not the rule. There's so much technique and everything learned. I mean,
it's also insulting to DJ Burns. He's been playing basketball his entire life. You know what I mean? He's honed a skill to play at a high level.
And you've already written him off.
Yeah, and you've already just decided his future.
Yeah, I think it's stupid.
And look,
if he
doesn't get a shot in the NBA, he'll play overseas for a decade and make tons of money.
Yeah, he could play in Greece for 10 years and have a great life.
Yeah, I saw
a
He's
going to
be fine.
Yesterday, because this has been, you know, a topic of discussion here the last week, DJ Burns become an NFL player, and it was a clip of Draymond Green when he was in college at Michigan State, and I guess he went to one practice, and they let him suit up.
Okay.
Who is this?
Draymond Green.
Okay.
Yeah. Great athlete. Great NBA player, but be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Defensive player of the year. He couldn't get off the line.
Yeah, right. Of course.
Like, and it was a smaller corner. You can see a smaller corner, and he couldn't get off the line.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that easy. I mean, these guys have been playing football for years.
Plus, also, I don't care how tough you are. You go down on the field, if you haven't played football, you don't have your wits about you, you don't know kind of where, like, it's. They're going to destroy you.
Yes.
They're going to kill you. Your
Trust
head's going to be on a swivel.
It's no joke. I never played football. I tried trying out for what was then a bad high school team where I went.
Yeah.
And I was way over my head. I didn't last 3 days. This is not for me. Here's my helmet. And here are my pads. I'm going to go back to playing tennis at Pointer Ridge Swim and Racket Club.
Because
that's where I belong.
Right. All right. Let's get into the entertainment page, which is driven by BMW of Fairfax.
Oh, sorry.
What you got?
The EP, driven to you by BMW Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but Mike Walker over at BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. 2.99% on most X Series models. They got a bunch of other deals over there, used cars, whatever. Find out more information at BMWFairfax.com.
Mm-hmm.
Ask for Mike. Mention your boy. They're going to take care of you great anyway.
Mm-hmm. Going to hook you.
All right, a lot going on. Still, there's more Diddy stuff. I've been down the Diddy wormhole watching all these videos, and I mean, he's such a slime ball, but he's
allegedly,
I don't even think it's alleged. He's riding bike and he's acting like he doesn't have a care in the world.
Bicycle or moped?
No,
or
bicycle.
Like
a Huffy.
And he's taking pictures with people and it's like, you know, I don't know. Anyway, there's a lot going on. But you got to go down.
Well,
your
if
own
he's an FBI informant, he ain't going to jail. That's why he's happy.
Well, here's the other thing. So his guy, Stevie J, which I'm not even familiar with, but do you know who Stevie J is?
No.
Longtime Diddy associate. I don't know if he's a rapper or what he is.
Of course, I don't know who Stevie J is.
I'm sure people in the world know. Okay. Don't even look it up. He's his guy. He released a video and said, this is what a real Diddy party is. And it actually is insanity. It's from 2019, it's his 50th birthday party. And it's in his backyard. And you're thinking, oh, you mean like the horse camps when they have a crab feast in the backyard?
Bass.
Yeah. No. His backyard is like the Bellagio or something.
Right.
On the water.
Mm-hmm.
Full stage. Mary J. Blige playing.
Yeah.
Lasers.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking.
Lasers.
Every celebrity you can think of is there with him.
Yeah.
He's doing his thing. Mm-hmm. And they're all got the champagne glasses.
Yeah.
Jay-Z. Kobe. Jermaine Dupri, I mean,
the Kardashians,
Jay-Z, Beyonce, the Kardashians, what they're saying, what that really was a warning to everybody.
His birthday party was a warning?
No, releasing the video was Diddy's way of saying
to
everybody.
Oh, he's got receipts. He's got receipts on everybody.
Yeah, so like y'all.
If I'm going down, I'm taking you down.
Right, because you guys were all at my party.
Mm-hmm. You're all
everybody
doing
everybody you could think of.
Right.
Felonious things.
All he wants to have is a little freak off.
A little freak off. Oh, by the way, I think in that video, it may have been a different one, there was definitely a big bed out in the backyard.
That's kind of weird.
Who puts a bed in the backyard? But apparently at Diddy's freak off parties,
yeah,
That was not unusual.
Maybe he bought it at Offenbacher's. Got a good deal.
A bet?
Yeah, why don't you have Offenbacher's
just doing a joke.
Put a bet. Oh, backyard. Yeah. Backyard.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Come on.
Have Offenbacher's put a bet next to your fire pit.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, go down that. I think it's fascinating. He's obviously one of the worst humans on earth. Comic just sold cakes for $6 million.
Hold on. What just sold for $6
million? A comic book.
A comic book.
Just one book?
One comic book. Jeez. Okay.
I want you to describe the...
And you were wondering about a baseball.
Well, I
think the original Superman or something like that.
Who's the hero, the comic book hero?
It's a copy of Action Comics, okay, number one.
Yeah.
Featuring the first appearance of Superman. Sold for a record $6 million. Guess how many copies of this comic there? So they originally printed 200,000.
Okay.
In 1938. My dad was 2 years old.
Ooh, that's way back. Yeah.
How many comics are still left? Known copies?
20.
100.
There's 100 left?
100. This one must be in elite condition. I don't know. I'm guessing. Must be one of the best.
Do you know Superman's human name, EB?
Clark Kent. Right?
Oh, look, you knocked it out of the park.
Well, you know why I know that.
How can people not know Clark Kent?
That's a big one.
I mean, this guy knows nothing about the MCU and superheroes. So,
If you asked him for his name on the planet,
Kal-El, I think.
Kal-El.
And his father,
he wouldn't have known that.
Jor-El, I believe.
A
little bit nerdy.
Jor-El or Jor-El?
I think it's J-O-R-L, like Jor-El.
I think that's right.
Played by Marlon Brando.
So how do you know
Superman?
Yeah.
Well, obviously I know Clark Kent because everyone knows Clark Kent. Like literally, that's one.
But you must have heard Clark Kent recently.
Well, this is get the back padding machine. Out.
Okay, it's already affixed to your chair.
People right. say you look like.
When I worked at Indian Spring, all the Latina waitresses, they said I looked like Clark Kent when I was wearing my glasses.
You're Soy Clark Kent.
I don't know what to tell you. They call me Clark Kent. They got sized.
That's a compliment.
That's a great compliment. Yeah. And I used to go to the discotheque with them.
Discotheque? Oh, what is this, the 60s?
Beers Mill Road. Discotheque.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't do anything. I just drank. And, it was bad news. I really had to sober up before I got into my car. I mean, not good.
Where would Clark Kent transform into Superman? What was the old bit?
Phone booth.
Phone booth, yeah. Your Superman knowledge is surprisingly high.
Ask me more Superman knowledge.
He's
from what
I know, EB.
What planet is
he watched?
Krypton.
Yeah, he watched. He watched Superman. He watched Superman, the black and white version, which wasn't Christopher Reeve.
No,
but his dad or something like that.
That guy committed suicide.
The actor.
I got committed suicide. Yeah. I forget his name.
I don't remember that dude's name, but it's not.
What's his love interest?
Lois Lane.
Lois, yeah.
He has Superman knowledge.
Superman, I am not. But that is like the most basic.
I've got another one for you.
How would Superman go back in time?
How would he go back in time?
This is above his pay grade, I think.
Hold on. Is this
from the movie or from comics?
I think it's from the movie.
I never had a Superman comic. I didn't know how to.
Didn't he have to fly really fast to reverse the revolution?
I would never get that.
So fast around the earth in the opposite direction.
All I know is kryptonite. Here's the extent of my comic book knowledge. Kryptonite, Lois Lane, flying, Popeye like spinach. That's about all I know. That's about.
What's the villain's? What's his main nemesis's name?
Superman's?
Yeah.
Oh, what was that dude's name?
This is easy. I mean,
not dark.
LL.
Lex Luger.
Lex Luger was
close enough.
He was
Lex
a WCW.
Lex. All right, but I obviously I knew it.
Lex
but
Luthor
not really.
played by a guy that we've kind of been killing his appearance of late because he's super old and haggard now. Just this week, I think.
In the movie?
In the movie, Superman.
Oh, he was played by Gene Hackman?
Gene Hackman. Yes. Correct. Great music, by the way.
Yeah, but
what
were the three villains that...
Oh, that's Superman 2.
That was Superman 2.
They came from Krypton.
Yeah, the little short dude and the girl.
They were in, like, the special effects weren't great. They were trapped in some sort of, like, intergalactic prison.
Yeah.
It was like a trapezoid that was floating through space, which I believe a nuclear blast freed them. Again, I'm coming off like a big nerd.
General Zod.
I need to
General
stop.
Zod. Yeah.
But my knowledge is not from movies. It's from the cartoons, I think. I think, honestly.
No, I think it's from.
Yeah, and I but I also think the TV show. The black and white show. I got ties for that. I got to jump out the window and start flying.
I think in Superman 2.
I think that was George Reeves.
I think Superman 2, Superman was responsible for. Because he saved the Earth from a nuke blowing up and he threw it into outer space. And when it blew up in outer space, it freed the criminals from their intergalactic prison.
Yes, and then didn't
Again, I'm gonna stop.
Didn't Richard Pryor get in the mix?
Superman 3. Yes. Superman 3, yes, that's correct. Don't know much about that plot line.
All right, Cakes, I've got a list.
I'm gonna stop now.
I got a list here of the most iconic video game character of all time. Now I know why Mike Marr asked me this question.
It's got to be Mario number one.
I think Mario's got to be top
answer.
Two or three, right?
It's not.
Oh, I got.
That was my answer.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
That's in the top five. Hold on.
It's got
the most iconic video game character of all time, according to a poll. Now, this video. I find insane. The number one is insane. Okay. It's there's no chance this is factual. This is a fake poll. You know what this is? Fake news.
All right, hold up. Start with five. News. Start with five and work your way up to one.
I'm telling you right now, this poll is fake news.
It was jarring when I saw the number one.
Yeah. All right.
It's not real.
But when thinking about it, I can see the case that you would make.
Number five is literally never heard of this.
All right.
Sackboy from Little Big Planet.
You know what? I'm with you. Never heard of that person.
Right. So that tells you right there. So they're saying that's ahead of Pac-Man.
That's like, are you kidding? I can tell it's garbage.
So
list.
Pac-Man,
this list is garbage.
Pac-Man should have been one.
Pac-Man is six.
Adam Jones should be on the list.
Little Big Planet.
Cake said Sonic the Hedgehog, which I know who that is, but I never would have guessed that ever in a billion years. All right.
Well, I mean, he's a massive character, like for 30 years or 40 years
in a video game.
Yes.
For what video game?
Sega Genesis was built around Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, Sonic Adventures.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Sonic, Tails,
I don't
Knuckles.
I think I ever had a Sonic Genesis.
You never seen him collect all the rings?
You
collected
don't know,
all the rings.
Maybe. If you can name Sonic the Hedgehog's sidekick, I'll give you $5
I just
American
said
dollars.
I just said it.
You
I
did?
I can't.
Tails. Yeah.
I can't get it.
You can't pull that.
All right. This one I also don't know.
By the way, they did a movie on Sonic.
Yeah, two.
Yeah, that's maybe why. I think I maybe took a kid, one of my...
Awful movies.
Maybe took a kid.
I think I maybe took one of my 100 kids to one of
that. The movies may stink, but they made a lot of dough.
All right. Agent 47 from Hitman.
No idea who that is.
I know the character. I never played
from
the
video
game.
Yes, okay. He's a ball dealer.
So I answered Mario.
That's top five?
It's a first-person shooter.
That's what you know. It's
Mario's the first one that popped to mind. Mario's. They did a whole Mario Land at Universal Studios.
You can make the argument it depends on your generation. For our generation, there's no question Mario.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's just no question.
He's got to be there.
They're saying Lara Croft from Tomb Raider.
We just didn't play it.
I would,
but it's popular. Like I was just thinking like...
That was number one?
Number one.
Did you skip two? You skipped two?
I don't. Two was Super Mario.
I don't
Mario.
Think it should be above those, but she is worthy of being in the top five.
No, wait. I thought you said Mario was three.
No, Mario was two. Agent 47 was three.
Okay. I must have missed one.
Sonic the Hedgehog is Sackboy.
Oh. By the way, you...
Tomb Raider was prime my generation.
Yeah.
And nobody cared about that.
Yeah.
This I mean, that's such a stupid list.
I would think maybe somebody from Mortal
silly
Kombat.
Triangle boobies.
I don't know anything about this stuff, and I know this is
anybody from
list.
Mortal Kombat in there? Like,
like Sub-Zero.
Sub-Zero or Scorpion.
That one I think would make it. And I wasn't a Mortal Kombat guy.
Oh, this one, we played this, or my brother did.
What?
Link from Legend of Zelda.
Yeah, Zelda.
Zelda. I think I played
Zelda
that.
Zelda.
What about your guy from the game that you played 20 years ago?
Yeah,
that you were obsessed with.
Hold on, Sam Fisher from Tom Clancy.
Splinter Cell. He should be there,
dude.
He's a badass.
I was addicted to Splinter Cell.
I know.
I used to love that game.
I still get.
I played it on the easy mode too, by the way. Easy mode.
I dominated that game.
Easy mode.
All right. Easy mode. Not gonna lie.
Head butt funny. He played his video game on easy mode.
I did.
He needs to play Words with Friends on easy.
Yeah,
mode.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
What's below easy mode?
Yeah.
No, he needs to play Words with third graders.
Yeah.
Is there a game Words with third graders?
I'd probably lose in that game too.
God of War. I've never heard of God of War.
I wish life had an easy mode.
Come on.
I've heard of it. I've never played it.
I mean,
these are massive games.
I've heard of Halo, obviously. Although I've never played it.
You sleep on Master Chief.
Yeah, Master Chief is silly.
Don't know it. This is Kratos.
EB's favorite song was Hang Low. That's a callback.
From God of War. Beyonce. Never heard of Baldur's Gate 3.
I've heard of it.
Shadowheart.
Bald guy's making a comeback.
We're not gamers. It's bottom line, we're not gamers.
No, we're not.
We were gamers honestly, for a very small period of time.
Video game character, I'm too old. I think of an arcade.
You're thinking of Donkey Kong.
Yeah. I think of an arcade.
Defender.
Yeah.
So what you got to think about your, you know, like your PlayStation. So you still haven't played that in years.
Final Fantasy. I think my son, maybe somebody played that. Or
somebody
said
Fantasy?
Was that from a long time ago?
Fantasy football?
When is anybody? Final Fantasy big?
They keep putting them out.
Final Fantasy VII. When was that one big?
That was 10, 15 years ago.
No, that was big in the 90s.
I know this. My son, I think there's been a weird resurgence of Minecraft in the last couple years.
Yeah, Minecraft.
I think that's for little kids,
though.
It's but it has a resurgence. No, I'm telling you, college kids are playing it. Maybe they
really.
Yeah, maybe they just get drunk and play. I don't know what they're doing, but they play Minecraft.
All right, gotta take a break. We'll come back with more. 800-636-1067. You want to chime in on the MGM National Harbor listener lines? Here on the Junkies. Welcome back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. We'll get into the Final Four coming up at 9 o'clock. Mike DeCourcy, longtime college hoops insider for the Sporting News, will join us. He's in Phoenix for the Final Four.
All right, you want me to give you some more stories here?
Yeah, let's do it.
On the AP, this one's always interesting. I we love to talk about OnlyFans. And
OnlyFans, by the way, inundating my Twitter feed of late. I don't know about you guys, but like all over my Twitter feed.
That's because, is Twitter also responding to?
Well, there's a billion sex bots on
Twitter.
So
many sex bots. And the sex bots now,
they've taken over.
They're fully aware, in my opinion, and like they've got AI and everything because they're just hearing, like they're seeing what you're tweeting, and then they're
a first reply. They reply,
and,
right?
Yeah, and they're responding.
They reply, like, but I just block them every time I see when I block one.
Hey, you're having fun playing poker. Why don't you click on this link in my bio and look at my bleep?
Oh yeah, yeah. You're just blank and bio. That's the hottest thing on Twitter right now.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, blank and bio. Silly and bio.
But it doesn't show up in my feed, per se. It shows up in my replies.
That's where it be. In my replies. Yeah.
So
if I look at my replies, they're always
it doesn't
there.
Really affect me. But it does show up in my replies.
And also, this is This has superseded the sex bots. This is all over my Twitter, too. Cheech and Chong gummies.
Yeah, I see that a lot.
Ad for that?
I can't. I need to block that.
So
block
I see it. Cheech and Chong. When I see ads I don't like, I block it.
Yeah, it has to be blocked.
I see Cheech and Chong. I see Mr. Beast in his grocery store.
Yeah, there's a lot
it
of
just
that.
Keeps
the Mr.
showing
Beast
up.
In his grocery store is good, I'm
yeah,
telling
a
you.
Yeah, ton of that.
I wasted 30 minutes on that one.
A lot of Mr. Beast and a lot of sex bots.
Yeah.
And a lot of blank and
right,
bio,
so, by the way, now I'm getting shoulder reels. Because Jason talked about his shoulder the other day. He talked about his shoulder hurting. And now
sure, those are fun.
Getting all these PT things.
It's incredible. It's unbelievable.
It's incredible. Yeah. I know. It is ridiculous.
Girl, I mean,
because my shoulder's fine. And I'm just
yeah,
getting
your elbow
shoulder
is
stuff.
It, but
my
your
elbow,
shoulder's
yeah.
effed up.
Yeah.
Can
my
you get,
shoulder.
Like, can you get a shoulder replacement? I know there's knee and hip replacement. Yes. You can get a shoulder replacement?
I don't want that.
It would be the last thing on earth you'd want, I think. Shoulder, even just shoulder surgery is impossible.
Hurts.
I can't even imagine
Hurts.
Shoulder replacement.
It's a year. It's a year oh, out yeah. of your life.
Yeah, and
you just
gonna,
punt. You if you get shoulder surgery, yeah. you punt a year of life.
Yeah. yeah, and it's painful and it
but,
clicks.
I'm not
and
doing
it's,
that.
It's
but if,
awful.
I'd consider punting a year of my life and then being 100% instead of being hurt the rest of my life.
Well, that's what I did. Although I didn't know, I actually thought it would be like. Couple weeks and I'd be selling.
Yeah, they kind of lie to you.
They don't. They because then all right, we're going on a diet trip. But there's three little dots and you're like, how the hell can those three little dots destroy me mm-hmm. for
yeah,
a year?
I know. I have the same dots yeah. on my shoulder.
How do those three little dots pummel me?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's why I pulled the plug on my surgery. I was supposed to have that surgery and I pulled the plug a week before because it felt a little bit better.
Right.
And I could tolerate it.
Right. Mm.
You guys have scared me to the point that even though I've torn labrum and torn rotator cuff, I decided not to have the surgery.
That's a good move.
Right.
Your life would suck for a year, probably longer.
The rehab's awful.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? Grant's just texting, and I'm just looking at it.
Yes,
here.
He's gonna have. They're gonna have Austin Eckler on the show at 3:30.
That's good a good
booking.
One. Good pull,
Austin Eckler. Love
get
him.
Get Austin on. All right, so Drea De Mateo, who is she, Cakes?
She is
she's
from
getting a lot of run on this show.
She's on OnlyFans.
Did she come out with a book or something? I don't know, but somehow she's been doing
she's
a lot of media.
She's in your algorithm.
We talked about
she's
her.
She's doing a lot of media, right. Yeah. Well, now, so we talked about her and that she said she had to do OnlyFans to pay for her mortgage, right? Because she refused to get the COVID vaccine. No one would hire her. She said she literally had $10 to her name.
That's
right?
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable, right?
So
a
she
star.
Was. How long was she out of work? Year
so
or two?
Must be a few years. She said she, and we talked about this, she paid off her mortgage. She decided to do OnlyFans. She's got two kids, a 12-year-old son and a 16-year-old daughter.
Not
still
not married.
Heavy. She was married to Shooter Jennings, whoever
yeah,
that
that's
is.
Yeah, that's
right.
I just
is that like Waylon Jennings' kid or something? Whoever Shooter, I don't know who Shooter Jennings
Shooter's
is.
A good nickname, though.
Yeah. And divorced. So she was busto. So she said... you know, I had to make money. I knew I still had. I mean, I saw an up close interview. She looks. She's kind of like the female Anthony Kim. Like she's not that.
She
like,
doesn't look
and
that
her face
great.
Is
yeah.
all.
Yeah.
You know, she's 50.
She's aged.
Yeah, she's aged. But God bless her. She said she made her mortgage in 5 minutes. Right.
She's
and
so hot in Sopranos.
She was so hot back in the day, right?
Adriana.
And then
just walk around in like a bra and panties.
Christopher's girlfriend.
Yeah. Now yeah. they
he
ask her about
coverage.
It. What do you tell your kids? And she says, I just tell my son when he, you know. Kind of complained a little bit about me, you know, like getting naked on OnlyFans. She said, "You see that computer you have? You wanted to play for all the video games,
right?"
She said she wouldn't have
she
all that
play
S.
Legend of Zelda.
Yeah, you wouldn't have any of that S if I didn't show my butt.
Right. She's making a good point. She's putting food
on
the
table. And then she said she told them if the kids say anything to you, tell them those boobies fed me when I was little. And they're still feeding me now.
It's a great comeback.
It's a great
it's a good
line.
Right? She's got a lot of good lines.
So there you go. Listen, you don't want to recommend that for anybody. You don't really want them to do that. But I don't know, man. Get you back on track. So she's making dough. Rebel Wilson. She's also in the news. She definitely has a book out, right? And that's why she was like trashing Sacha Baron Cohen and everything else. I believe this, Cakes. She says that the agencies that would hire her for films, they liked her fat. So her salary went from $3,500 a film to $10 million. But,
Rebel Wilson?
Because she had to play a big fatty.
Yeah.
But nobody wants... She's skinny now, right? Or she lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, she lost a lot of weight.
She looks a lot better.
Her name in Pitch Perfect is Fat Amy.
Yeah.
Like, that's her character's name.
Right.
She's funny.
She's definitely funny.
She's good.
All right, this is unbecoming of me. I admit this. But This Alex Cooper chick from Call Her Daddy, I'm just intrigued by her because, you know, she got, like, She made like $60 million from Spotify.
I mean, what a score. Mm.
What happened to the girl that left
the
that
other
show?
Girl, she does her own podcast. I'm team Sophia, not team Alex, because I feel like Alex stabbed her in the back. Whatever. And she's made like $60 million. The other one's doing fine. But now, and I
so
think
she's not like Dunkelman or whatever that guy's name was.
No, but kind of, but not really. But she's, I basically consider her marginally talented. And she's now NBC's host, hiring her to host something for the Olympics. And so she's just, her empire's just growing. This is just pure jealousy. jealousy.
It's like she talks about
hog smoke.
Yeah, technique for hog smoke.
Right.
Yeah. Now she's hosting stuff on Peacock.
She got $60 million. Yeah. She's being hired by NBC. Yeah. She's so full of herself on her Instagram, it makes me crazy. Remember, she's the one I told you that she had all her different outfits that she had to have planned out
For
all the different phases of her wedding.
Mm. It'd be like CBS hiring you guys after they, oh, I love Horror Bore.
Yeah, love the Daisy Dukes contest you guys hosted.
We talked about pushing that one, didn't we, with Brent? Didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we wanted that to be. We thought
that's going to be a TV show.
Should have been on Fox in like the 90s.
I think there's possibilities for that vehicle, guys. Let's make this happen. It's Brent.
All right, there you go. I don't want to go late because we're getting yelled at every commercial break.
All right, Mike DeCourcy, College Hoops Insider, joins us next to talk Final Four here on the Junkies.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.